Interesting news, actually, about this play that has been banned, the Reduced Shakespeare Company's play. Let's go straight to the US Unionist Party Councillor, Mark Cosgrove, who's with us this morning. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. So you're calling, and I'm just hearing about this morning, you're calling for the decision to ban the play to be overturned.
Well, I think what we're actually calling for is to completely reiterate the complete operational and artistic independence from political interference of the artistic board, and asking the artistic board to reconsider the decision, because I'm quite confident, having spoken to most of the artistic board over the last few days, that they made the original decision with an extremely heavy heart and fear of political interference. And it's so important for the arts in Newton Abbey and for the arts in Northern Ireland in general that people who have the experience of the arts, which is what our artistic board has, with also local politicians who have been democratically elected onto that board, that they and they alone have the right to make the decisions as to what does and doesn't go on at Theatre in the Mill. And so that unequivocally, whenever we make a booking, like we have done with this particular show, that there's no grey area about any political interference to change or remove or alter the terms and conditions of that booking. So I'm quite hopeful tonight that there will be consensus politics, my goodness, in Northern Ireland, don't we need it, that it will gain support from all parties in the chamber, that we reaffirm our commitment that the artistic board and the artistic board alone are the people who make the decisions with regards to the content of the Mill, because in my opinion they're the only people qualified to do so.
So you've spoken, you say, to most of the people on the artistic board, and they're saying what to you?
Well, basically they're saying that they felt under extreme pressure that council tonight was going to take a decision to ban the play. Now, I'm not even sure that council has the legal right to do that, because council many years ago, for the reasons, in my opinion, of the last 3 or 4 days, took a very wise decision to devolve the artistic and operational content to the professionals, namely our staff that manage and run the theatre on a day-to-day basis. And Stephen, it's got to be remembered, this is one of the largest theatres in Northern Ireland. This is not a small theatre. This is a multi-million pound business, as well as being part of the fabric of the Mill that we created. And having taken that decision many, many years ago to devolve the artistic content to the professionals, it would be a total and utter disaster, as the last few days have proven, that any form or any threat of political interference in the artistic programme that goes on at Theatre at the Mill. And we have had some wonderful programmes on, but we've also had some pretty risque stuff. We've had the Vagina Monologues, we've had George, we've had a load of stuff that perhaps not everyone in the community would have agreed with or supported, but we put them on, and those who wanted to go and see them went to see them, and those who didn't, didn't. And the context of
the Vagina Monologues, I must have missed that one.
Actually, my party leader's wife actually took part in it, so she did. But you know, there's been a lot of brilliant stuff and challenging stuff and wide ranging stuff to suit all palates that's been put on at the Mill over the last number of years since the Mill's been in, since Theatre at the Mill has been in operation. And I think tonight is so important, given the context of the last few days and given the arts community's response to that context, that we reaffirm 110% that the artistic board and the artistic board alone take the decisions with regards to the management, booking and operation of that theatre.
Yeah, but the whole point is, here's the whole point. Technically, they did take the decision. Technically, they buckled. They decided to take this play off. They can dance around, oh, but they thought that the council meeting would vote it down. But that technical, that artistic board, they took this play off.
Yes, and that's why I'm quite hopeful tonight that there isn't going to be a large and wide-ranging political debate, because the artistic board did take it off, and only, in my opinion, only they can put it back on again. But I firmly believe, on the basis of conversations I've had, that if it was made absolutely abundantly clear and reaffirmed that they have the complete operational independence to make those decisions, I'm quite confident that, especially with the fact that the production company are here using Theatre at the Mill, as was always planned. What actually happened, Stephen, was that Theatre at the Mill was always going to be the first stop of this company's UK tour, and Monday and Tuesday, today and tomorrow, were always planned to be the dress rehearsal days before the show proper started on Wednesday and Thursday.
So you think this play could go on Wednesday night as planned? You think that's possible?
I do think it's possible. I think anything's possible. And, you know, clearly I'm not going to tell the artistic board what to do, but I would be quite hopeful that if the right of them to make the decision without political interference is reaffirmed tonight, I'm quite hopeful that that's a decision they may feel comfortable to make. And hopefully, as a result of the publicity over the last few days, it'll play to sold-out audiences on both nights.
The Alliance Councillor Tom Campbell is on Newton Abbey Council also. Morning to you, Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on here? What are you going to do about this?
Well, we've always been in favour of having this event on. I don't believe in censorship. I had tickets to go with Councillor Blair, my colleague, and we've been prevented from doing so effectively by the public pressure. What I would say
is... But your party colleague is chair of the artistic board who called it off.
Well, he has been placed in the position that when Mark Cosgrove says, as he does, that there's a change of mood, I'm very glad to hear that, because that was not the position at the meeting that we had last week. And at that meeting, anyone looking at that would have seen that the numbers were stacked up against the DUP almost unanimously were against it, and indeed a number of members of his own party were also vociferously against showing this play.
But your party colleague, Billy Webb, was the chair of the board who called it off. He called it off.
Sorry, if I could finish, I was going to say that the mayor had the casting vote, so that even if there was a tied vote, that vote would have been successful in banning it. So he is faced then, this is Councillor Webb, is faced with the situation that if they, there's one alternative is that they resign as a board. And if they resign, what will happen, it will be that the independence that Mark is talking about would be gone, the DUP would step in, and it would ensure that the next board would not be reflective of the sort of opinions, the wider, more liberal opinions that the board would have, would ensure that it was a more DUP-oriented...
But listen, Tom... Listen, Tom, to the farce of this argument. You're saying that to stop the DUP banning the play, you lot banned the play. You're talking about the independence of the artistic board, and they were so independent, you're telling me, they were forced into a situation. Why didn't that board resign if they were against the decision that they took?
Well, I personally would have taken a different decision. I don't think, personally, that the DUP should be allowed to get away with this. They are primarily to blame for the situation. They indicated that they would be ensuring that this would not go ahead. It was manifestly clear that the votes were there to ensure that wouldn't happen. And I think the artistic board thought that they would take the decision to withdraw it. I personally, that would not have been my decision, but having said that, the board has taken that decision. It has been taken for them effectively by the DUP. But what I will say is that I welcome the fact that public pressure, which has been huge, and I've had phone calls and emails and messages, indeed even from my milkman this morning, to say that they want to see that people of a right-wing fundamentalist viewpoint are not allowed to control what we watch and what we say. And I think censorship is the very to end censorship is the very starting point to any proper democratic society.
Do you think there's a realistic chance, Tom, of this play going ahead as planned on Wednesday night, the decision being overturned?
Well, first of all, I would hope that, and from what Mark is saying, I would hope that some of his colleagues would change their minds, and if they do, then perhaps there would be the vote in which we can be successful on. And if we are, I'm certainly I'll be supporting it. Because, as I say, I have a free evening on Wednesday, I have a ticket booked, and the other thing I would say is that if that is successful, there is a very limited period of time, and I hope that those who have quite rightly taken the view about censorship, that those people line up and go out and book tickets for this, if we can do it. As I say, that'll be a matter for the meeting tonight.
Well, it'd be really interesting to see what unfolds tonight then. 0845 955 678. Austin Titchener is writer and general manager of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. So the play might be back on, Austin.
Well, that would be a lovely thing. We'll be ready to go should that happen.
Look, how are you feeling now today when you've had a few days to take in? Like, this was on the 6 o'clock national news. This was on Five Live. Over the national news at the weekend, that Northern Ireland has been the only place, I believe, in the world now to have banned your play. We're hearing that the DUP was going to put pressure on to have it banned. All of a sudden, they've gone to ground, not giving any statements this morning, not giving any interviews. Your play remains banned as we sit here now.
It's been a very interesting couple of days. My biggest feeling is that when the local people here in Newton Abbey and Belfast and Northern Ireland are finally able to see this show, they'll go, really? This is what all the fuss is about?
How does it make you feel about Northern Ireland?
Oh, it's not, you know, we have this sort of thing in America as well. You know, there are people who believe that the way they believe should be the way that everybody believes, and that's unfortunate. What's really unfortunate is that their pressure, or the threat of their pressure, encouraged the artistic board to cancel the show. I think if they had gone ahead with it, everybody would have seen the show and kind of gone, oh, well, this is really not worth making all this fuss about.
And now you have the prospect of, you've heard it this morning on this programme, some of these councillors at this meeting tonight urging the artistic board to reverse their decision to at least give your play a chance of being shown on Wednesday night.
Well, I think that would be terrific, and I would support that. But I do want to make clear that it's not we, the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and the authors of this play, we don't feel like the victims of censorship here. Yes, what happened? This is technically censorship. But we're not the ones being hurt by this. Our tour will continue to go all around the country and indeed around the world, and the script is published and available. It's really the audiences here who are not being allowed to have their freedom of choice to see the kind of art they want to see, or indeed maybe even kind of worship and celebrate the Bible in the way they want to do that.